Of course, it's quite impossible to give a complete picture in a short time of Kew's enormous scientific scope. 250 years is a long tradition, but one of its latest ventures also makes use of its aesthetic heritage and also gives the lie to those two cultures of C.P. Snow we featured 2 weeks ago. Art. Marilyn Ward is the illustrations curator in their brand new gallery.
So I look after this wonderful collection of something like 200,000 pieces of botanical art. An amazing collection which is housed in the library and the herbarium. And it's used as a working tool for the botanists in the identification process.
We're actually in the gallery at the moment and there are some wonderful pictures all around us. And the thing that really astounds me is that you have some fairly recent ones, but also quite old ones. Seeing over there Francis Bauer. Now, that's not Ferdinand Bauer, who did a lot of work in Australia, but the other Bauer, who worked here.
Francis Bauer, yes, he worked at Kew, and we're fortunate to have several of his originals. Those particular ones are the Strelitzias, and he published this book, a monograph, on the actual Strelitzias.
The colours in this room are really quite staggering, aren't they? Even over there, there's a fungus, mushroom, with wonderful subtle colours, and I must say I appreciate the low lighting you've got.
Well, yes, I mean, this is a state-of-the-art building. It was designed, and the architects were Walters and Cohen, and it's built specially, obviously, to house this wonderful collection. I mean, as you probably realise, watercolours are very subject to changes in light levels, and within the collection there's many pieces of art that are on vellum, and of course they're subject to changes in temperature. So the building is a range that controls are monitored and to give the correct light levels and obviously correct humidity.
And these are still being used by botanists, are they?
Oh yes, they're still being used. Curtis's Botanical Magazine, for one instance, is the oldest running journal published here at Kew. First published in 1787, and represented in the collection are many thousands of the original paintings prepared. So there'll be plants that were new to horticulture or recently discovered, and it's still published at Kew.
May I ask you a shocking question?
Oh, do. I don't know whether I'll be able to answer.
Why don't they just take photos?
Well, it's not only for an aesthetic value of this artwork, but the botanists need all the precise details, the delineations of the flowers, the insides of the flowers, all the details, and it's still not captured by even digital photography.
Now, you said before it's 200,000?
Something like 200,000, yes. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Prints and drawings, various media, watercolour predominantly, and some oil paintings, of course. Famous Marion North, wonderful collection, over 800 Marion North oil paintings. An artist that travelled the world for about 16 years on a series of journeys, capturing the flora, architecture, buildings throughout the world. And there's a wonderful restoration project being funded by the Heritage Lottery funding, where we just closed the gallery and all the paintings are going to be conserved, and so is the building.
Take me to a couple of your favourites.
Oh, right, okay. Probably two or three of my favourites here. This is a particular species of Doranthes, and it's grown in Western Australia, and the far one in the corner there was captured actually growing in the Australia House in the 1960s by Mary Grierson. Mary Grierson was one of the artists for Curtis's Botanical Magazine. And for many, many years, she worked here for over 30 years. She's in her 96th year. I still visit her and she remembers all these paintings off
by
heart.
She's 96?
She's in her 96th year, coming up to her birthday very soon. And this particular piece, she was doing obviously plates for Bot Mag, the scientific line drawings, but also she was taking herself up into the gardens and capturing pieces that were in flower. And this she asked the curator to climb a ladder and clip a piece of this so she could bring it back to the herbarium to paint and draw. So this is the rarest species of the Doranthes. And then the more two common varieties are this particular one of species of Excelsa. And this first flowered, as it says here, in 1826, Woodhall, Lancashire. This was captured by somebody called Weddell. And then one of our Australian artists, Deirdre Bean, she works in Sydney Botanic Garden, and she had this growing in one of her neighbour's gardens, and she painted it, and we were able to purchase it for our collection.
You just happened to pick two Australian examples, I suppose.
Yes.
That's very kind of you, but the effect around us is of these wonderful rich greens and bright reds and subtle autumn colours. But the mounting, the framing and the special paper must be carefully chosen, obviously.
Yes, lots of the artists have their own favourite paper that they work on, and one of our problems that we have is obviously conservation. And so most of these paintings here were conserved before they were framed, but you know, it's a very expensive project, and so this is one of the problems that we do have within the collection, a vast collection, as you can imagine, of 200,000 pieces. And some of these paintings would have taken the conservator many hours to remove the glue, to clean the paper, various other problems, remove creases. And
And can listeners look them up? I know that you've got a 2009 calendar with some of these that visitors can actually purchase, but what about online?
Well, we are developing a website, and you can look at the website at Kew. And, of course, we've also produced a wonderful book to accompany this exhibit, and also it represents some of the other paintings that will be in future exhibitions.
And your role, is it occasionally as an artist?
No, I don't paint myself. Gosh, how could I possibly compete with these wonderful artists? But I admire their work. I mean, I know the painstaking work that it takes, and I know the hours of meticulous study they need to do.
And you're going to introduce me to one of the painters?
Yes, Christabel King, yes.
And, of course, now I've joined Christabel King. Welcome.
Hello.
I'm in a particular part of the gallery, slightly off the main track, with some of your work. How many of these paintings are yours?
There are three of mine here, all of cacti.
All of cacti here in front of us. One, two, oh yes, okay, three. And they're very, very pretty because they've got the flowers there as well as the green main body and the spikes. What are they? What species?
Well, one of them is a small Gymnocalycium, which in fact was part of my father's collection of cacti, which I've still got growing in my greenhouse, although I think it was painted in the 1990s, and it's now about twice the size it is in the painting, because cacti are very long-lived, some of them.
Yeah. But that gorgeous pink flower, it's almost as big
really
as the...
I enjoyed doing that one.
Yes,
that
I can imagine.
That was the one I did for Dr. Sherwood's collection. The other two that are there are from the Kew collection and are intended for publication. They haven't been published yet because the botanists are working on the taxonomy of the group, which is rather a difficult one, called Cleistocactus from the Andes of South America. And they have rather curious flowers, which are covered in hairs and are specially, they think, adapted for bird pollination.
I see. That's why they're so long and filamentous. But tell me, knowing that botanists, scientists are going to be looking at your illustrations rather meticulously, you know, for science as well as for art, how do you go about making a representation in such beautiful pictures? You know, what makes your artwork different?
It really has to be quite carefully accurate. Measurement comes into it, and the colour must be carefully matched, giving an impression of the character of the plants in the painting, and not just making an attractive design on paper. It's got to give some idea of the character of it. With some of these cacti, it's very difficult because they may be 5 to 6 feet high, a tall clump of stems with the flowers near the top in a bunch. So, in fact, what you're looking at in the two Cleistocactus is the top of a 4 or 5 foot stem with a bunch of flowers on. So it does make a rather curious but a scientific painting, which does show you, hopefully, what it looks like.
What about the effect we have in this gallery? And that is the sheer elegance of these representations. They just look quite different from any other gallery you could wish to be in.
Yes, it's unusual to see so many botanical illustrations, and that is actually the very best reason there is for having this gallery here in Kew, because the collections have an immense variety of different types of plants, large illustrations, small illustrations, and different groups of plants, and here is a wonderful opportunity to see them displayed.
Now, what we were saying back outside is how remarkable it is having a collection like this. Is this the first gallery in the world dedicated such?
Well, we believe so, yes.
That's really surprising, isn't it? That you'd think with such a wonderful effect someone would have done it before.
Well, you would have thought so. I mean, it's always been our dream, and we've been able to achieve this with the help of Dot Sherwood and her family, of course, to support us in building this wonderful gallery.
Tell me about Dr. Sherwood.
Well, Dr. Sherwood, she first purchased this piece over here.
Oh, what is it?
This is a piece by Pandora Sellers, an extraordinary piece of artwork made up of leaves and lots of foliage and this beautiful orchid in the centre. And this was the first piece that Shirley Sherwood purchased in 1990, when we used to have at Kew small exhibitions, selling exhibitions of botanical artists. And as I say, this was the first piece that inspired her to collect botanical art.
What about the public response? What's it been like in the year you've been open?
It's only been a matter of months. We opened in
just months, is it?
We opened in April, and to date, I think we've just had over 45,000 visitors. So it's absolutely incredible, and we're highly delighted. And of course, people can come in free. You can come in with your ticket, entrance fee. It's no extra charge.
Isn't that marvellous? If only more people could do that.
Well, absolutely. You know, in these days where people are always watching their pennies. But I think it's just a wonderful showcase for people to see botanical art and to realise what goes on in the scientific world at Kew, because no one has an idea of the collections that we have. Wonderful herbarium plant specimens, but this exquisite art collection as well.
Marilyn Ward at the new gallery, Kew Gardens, celebrating their 250th anniversary. And the Queen wished them a happy birthday by visiting on May the 5th, wearing pink, and planting a ginkgo tree without getting dirty.